Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Good afternoon! And welcome to Angel Antics. You are here this afternoon with my co-host, BC Love, and myself, Eileen Powers. And we are superpowers of energy today, and we are thrilled that you have come to join us. So, with that said, we're only going to have an hour show today, so we're going to move things along really quickly. So, before I actually bring DC on, who is going to do a little prayer for us, I am going to ask each of you to center and focus and set your intention so that when she says that prayer, it drops into our heart space. And so, first thing I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take 3 deep breaths, hold them for a count of 4, and let them out. So, breath number 1, take it in, focus, and center. Breath number 2, count of 4, hold for 4, release for 4. And 1 last cleansing breath. Now draw that energy down from the heavens all the way through all your chakras, through your spine, all the way down and out into the ground, and ground yourself with heaven and the grounding of Mother Earth. Now bring that energy back up to your heart space and let it reside there. Set the intention that your angels, your guides, your guardians bring you the answers clearly and concisely so you can understand them for your readings that go on today. And my co-host, DC Love, I'd like to bring her on now. Hey, DC, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Eileen. It's so beautiful to be here. I'm going to start now with a little prayer, and it was written by Kimberly Talkin, and it's entitled Archangel Raphael, Divine Healer of Humanity. Archangel Raphael, divine being of love and healing, I humbly call upon you to heal our souls. Allow us to experience the power of your miracles and the healing that's available to all of humanity and all of the animals that have been divinely and perfectly created. Help us to restore to complete wholeness and well-being. Through the purity of this healing, may it allow us to see the beauty in and feel the ultimate joy of living in balance, harmony, and as one, as divinely intended. As my healing contributes to the healing of all, I lovingly invite you into my life to heal the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual layers of my being, helping me to experience love in its highest form and strengthening my connection to the divine.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you, DC.
It is. And it just,
well,
you know,
that breath.
Archangel Raphael, as we know, Eileen, Archangel Raphael, his name means, you know, God heals. So invite him in if anything is going on into your life there that you need, you know, help with, you know, a healing physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, as well as the other healing angels. And we just want to,
just
you know, yes. And we,
and
you know, we pray for,
right.
And we pray for cleansing our minds as we're doing this in our energy fields, freeing us from all things that do not contribute to our health, our happiness, or our peace. And in love and gratitude, we thank Archangel Raphael for being present now and hearing us. And with that being said,
yes.
Eileen, are you ready to take a call?
I am, but with that first, I'd like to let everyone know that your angels, guides, guardians, archangels cannot help if you do not invite them. That is what free will is. And with free will, you are allowed to run your life on your own, or you are allowed to invite your guides, guardians, and angels in, and Archangel Raphael for healing. But you must ask, so don't forget, it is okay to ask for help. All right, let's bring on that first caller, DC.
Okay, we're going to try to give them a little bit shorter of a reading, Eileen, because we do have a long list of callers, okay?
All right. We'll do our best.
Okay. 805, you're live with Angel Antics. This is DC and Eileen. Hello.
Hi, Eileen. Hi, DC. This is Tiki. How are you this evening?
Hi, Tiki. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if you had any messages for me this evening.
All right. Wonderful. Well, let's see what we've got, because things are just flying around here. First thing I have for you is that it's really actually time for you to reach out to others for some comfort and love. You will always grow stronger in any situation, but you have to reach out for help. You have to ask. And, you know, spending time with others is a great way in order to facilitate that. And right now it is time for you to do that. As you do that, you're going to be having some conversations with them. And you're going to, you should hang out with people that really make you feel fearless and help give you strength. This is going to allow you to be fearless and pursue, you know, really happy things and all your treasured dreams. I also see that there might be a career change, or that your career is going to actually offer you some opportunities and really take off. And it's going to bring an event that is actually going to be newsworthy. You're going to be wanting to call your family. You're going to want to let them know that things are really happening for me at work, and I am amazed that it is. But know that perfect timing does have to come in. But I do definitely see a golden opportunity opening up. And when it does, make sure you walk through the door.
Okay. That's what
I'm
looking
for, actually.
Okay.
All right, Kiki.
Beautiful, Eileen. And Tiki, what I have for you, I see your heart, and your heart is healing. Okay, Archangel Raphael is present as well. And everyone has had their problems, their share of heartache, you know, and, you know, Eileen, none of us, you know, are the exception. But Archangel Raphael is showing me that your heart is healing. So even if you don't feel it, you don't realize it, your heart is healing from past and present hardships. Okay?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Just be willing, you know, at this time to ask for help if you need it from others. And even you could, you know, go within and ask your higher self. But most importantly, please be gentle with yourself. Give your heart what it needs. And just follow your heart wherever it leads. My dog Ginger is coming in. She transitioned last July. And she's saying, Tiki, it's time to heal your inner child as well. Okay? I sort of feel like you and your inner child aren't, interacting the way you should be. Okay? It's time to get in touch with the girl within. And just there's some pain there and a little bit of confusion, and you really want to get that cleared up, okay? And when you do, you're going to see that there's going to be clarity, and you're going to resolve any struggles between who you are, who you think you are, and who you should be, okay? So Ginger is asking that you send that little inner child some love and acceptance, Tiki. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Do you have any messages for my, my son's grandma just passed today, and I was wondering if you had any message for that. I feel kind of sad about it.
Well, you know, Tiki, if you'd like to call in at, like, another time, we do have a list of callers, and we're trying to give everyone just, like, something, okay?
Okay.
But at another
Thank
time,
you,
I would be glad to do that, okay? Thank you
Thank
so
you
very
for your
much.
Messages. Bye-bye.
God bless you, hon. Bye. 660, you're live with Angel Antics. Hello, can we have your name, please?
Hi, guys, this is Shelly. I got in, DC.
Hi, Shelly.
Yay.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi, Eileen.
Hey, hi, do you have a question?
I've been getting angel signs. I've been getting them quite often, within the last week, and I wondered what those messages, what are they trying to tell me?
Uh-huh. Very good. That's exactly what they wanted you to do, is to just call in and ask what those messages were.
I kind of was pushed in that direction, I think.
Uh-huh.
Well, and there was a good reason for it. So let's see what we've got for you. What I am showing is that actually your future looks really bright, but it is going to end up being manifested through a lot of hard work these days, and it's going to take some creativity. What you should look for is to really partnering up with others who share the same dream as you do. If you do that, then, you know, multiple people working towards the same goal makes the work lighter, easier, and just it just goes a long way. If you do that, you're really going to find yourself that some really great progress is going to end up being made. As that happens, it's going to end up creating quite a financial support for yourself, a financial windfall almost, we want to say. You're going to have to, though, be the leader. It's going to take a lot of leadership in the situation. And you, as you go through this, you will find that some unexpected support will cause your come your way and really cause this windfall of money to really fall in. Also, make sure that you do reach out to others for that, you know, for that strength that you're going to need, because, like I said in the beginning, it's going to take a lot of hard work. But this is a great opportunity for you. Again, like I told the last caller, if the doors are open, walk through them, because doors don't stay open for long. On a personal note, you've been actually becoming quite a bit more sensitive lately, and your home life has not been as, let's say, strong. It's been a little edgy and such lately. But just know that as you become more sensitive and more prayerful and dropping into your own heart space, to get to know your own self, your own spiritual self better, your household and your home life is going to mellow out. It's going to just iron away, and all the occupants are really going to find themselves more at ease in working with each other. And that's the message I have for you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. DC?
Hi, and this is DC. And what I'm getting, my dog Ginger was saying, Mom, tell her that the angels have been really trying to get her attention. They've got so much to say to you. It's unbelievable. Okay. But Ginger is saying, you better know that you have like such, she said, like such amazing gifts. And she's saying, you know, please have the confidence that you need. Don't let anything hold you back. She's saying, girlfriend, you've got it. Show it off. You know, it's your time. Okay? Others are seeing what you have. She's saying, it. Okay, you've got this massive attraction going on. Don't hide it. It's time for you to just have confidence and show off to the world, is what Ginger is saying, okay? And I'm getting that you have the seven virtues with you. You have faith, hope, charity, fortitude, justice, patience, and temperance. You represent spiritual enlightenment, hon, divine knowledge and wisdom. And you have faith and you believe that, you know, this is good and meaningful. And I'm getting you have like a really deep connection and understanding of God, the angels, the universe. And you're really being asked at this time to please use that knowledge to empower and teach others. Okay? So, you know, believe and trust in the right things, you know, like all the virtues. And there's unlimited loving kindness towards others that you have within you. And you're asked to never give up, just be fair and, you know, towards others and and yourself. And accept the grace to forgive and just, you know, go forward. Okay, Ginger is saying, please have confidence when you walk, you know, into a room, into like anywhere. Feel happy because people really notice you. They're smiling, okay? And this confidence is going to help you with any challenge. Okay, so really have the confidence. You have it all going on. But those angels, they've been trying to get your attention. And I'm getting, listen to your dreams. Because your dreams, you know, are telling you something. At night you're getting like so much, and I hope that you're keeping a dream journal.
No, I don't even remember my dreams.
Well, you know what, ask. Just ask at night to please remember your dreams, and you could connect with Archangel Haniel, and she's going to help you with that, as well to shed like light on all areas of your life. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Take care now. Okay, Eileen, you ready for another call? 904, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? This is DC.
Hi, this is Corinne. How are you?
Good, Corinne. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just
awesome.
I just wanted to know if there was any messages for me.
Okay. Eileen, are you with us?
Corinne
with us, and she's looking for a message.
All righty. I did know that. For one thing, what you need to do is really protect the things that you've already created, the fruits of your own labor, and be prepared for some challenges that are going to lie ahead for you here real soon. You need to be really conservative because things have been happening really fast for you. And trust that there is a reason for all of these things happening right now. Sometimes it helps if you kind of remove yourself from any of the negative emotions, especially from others. And just focus yourself on only on that which you can take care of. If you just focus on the things that frighten you or worry you, you're not going to come up with positive solutions for working through these things. But get out of these people that have been really negative and just know that there's a reason you need to get away from them because they are creating some of your pitfall and some of your worries. And then those things, because you're feeling them with your emotions, they become emotionally fulfilled, and that's what you don't want. If you are always in worry and that is what your mind is thinking, that is the energy space that you're in, and that is what's going to be attracted to you, is more emotional problems and more worry. So know that you have to get out of that. I know it's very difficult when you've got a lot of negative things happening or a lot of things that just feel like heavy baggage, but you've got to get away from it, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes, and fill yourself with something wonderful. Fill your emotions with something that feels good. Also make sure that you're paying attention to raising your children wisely and that you and them are only around people that you can actually trust. Now, with this said, you are going to need to be strong to stay away from those negative people. They are not serving you at all. You need to get back into the cycle of your own rhythm for yourself and, make sure, Corinne, that that's what you're doing. You are very independent. Your independence is your foundation. And you have a lot of strength to find in that. But you need to trust yourself and know that this is who you are and this is what you're meant to be and who you're meant to be. And then walk the walk. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonated.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Corinne, this is DC. I don't know if you like chamomile tea, but my dog Ginger is making you a cup of chamomile tea. She's saying, Mom, she needs to relax a little bit. She's showing me that you've got a little bit of anxiety, maybe like a little bit of nervousness, and she's saying the chamomile tea will help you to calm down a little bit, okay? So I am getting that it's time for like an energetic release. It's time to clear your energy, your physical body, your emotional, your spiritual body, because I feel like there's blockages going on. It's also a time to detox, any necessary, unnecessary toxins, as well as detoxifying your thoughts. And really listen to your body and honor it, because your body is sending you messages, and it's going to help you to focus really on your divine health. And, Corinne, just know that the angels are, they're applauding you. And they're sending you positive energy to help boost your confidence and really to help to manifest the life that, that you're desiring. you've put, you know, a lot of effort towards this, and they're just like, they're so happy, and they're saying, please, Corinne, be open to the wonderful new opportunities that are coming your way, okay? Ginger's showing me that you're not walking down your spiritual path, you're taking these massive leaps, okay? And just know that, like, you have this divine team with you, and you're really, you know, you're really asked to celebrate everything that you've been through, okay? And always remember to express, you know, gratitude, give thanks for all the blessings. And I'm getting the goals that you've been focusing on presently, they're going to become like your reality soon. You're going to hear great news, okay? And there's a beneficial, like, that's coming your way, Corinne, okay? And I'm getting you're in a cycle of prosperity and accomplishment. I hope that helped.
Okay, it does. Thank you.
God bless you, Corinne. Stay in touch. Thank you. Okay, Eileen. Hi, 904. You're live with Eileen in D.C., Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? I think we lost 904, Eileen. Okay, we're going to try another one. 706. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Iris, how are you guys?
Hi, Iris. Thank you for calling. Do you have a
question? Thank you for taking my call. Well,
thank you.
I was really more interested in my love life, but I don't know what you guys see. So,
okay.
I mean, whatever you see, just, you know, let me know if anybody's trying to tell me anything or...
Okay, Eileen, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have Iris.
I know we have Iris. Sometimes they put you on hold because I have a cold and I was coughing, but I can always hear you. So what I have for Iris tonight is it's not really about your love life. It's really about you and your future and really your core future. So I've really got a more of a future message for you tonight.
Okay.
And that is you are really supposed to, you're really actually a really strong person. You stand up for yourself. You wear your heart on your sleeve. You know, the world is in your hands. You are a very firm but compassionate leader. And you can use this logic and structure to really increase your own success. But in order to do that, you're going to have to get organized, which I know sometimes is a little frustrating. It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, I see paper and a pencil. So but taking notes about what you need to organize and then working on that list after you've created it is what's going to help get you there. While doing that, I also see that you really are a star, and you really can be shining. So look to the future with a lot of hope and optimism, because that power is going to give you the faith that will move mountains. It's going to bring great changes to your life. It's going to make some happy changes and bring some relief from some really challenging times that you've been going through lately. So know that you really can have that logic and inner strength. What would you say?
I said thank you.
Yes. Also, you are at a point where you're going to resolve a lot of the difficulties, and a big weight is truly going to be lifted from your shoulders at this time. It's going to be the end of a codependency that's been in your life that you've been wanting and needing to get rid of. But in order to do that, you have to do the things that I've already told you. Like I said, use your structure and success, get yourself organized, you know, really become that leader, including leading your own life. It will create an optimistic point of view that you can just get things done. It may be some challenging times, but you can do it. Now, if times are real challenging, take a deep breath. Go outside. Get in the fresh air and the sunshine. Go outside and stretch. Take deep breaths and really draw that energy of the outside into your body. There's nothing better than cleansing your body with the breath of fresh air. And allow yourself to receive. As things start moving your way and you get organized and you start making things happen, allow yourself to receive, because that will actually increase your intuition, which you're going to need to be able to read situations. That energy is also going to give you the ability to receive. It's going to give you the ability to be able to give of yourself and put yourself out there. So when somebody offers, make sure you receive. But I truly, truly, truly see this time as a huge time of blossoming for you. It is time for you to bloom. It is time for you to really get out there, get started, and have a little patience with yourself. Know that nothing happens right away. It takes time. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you're going to have to take a little organization time, put your ducks in a row, so on and so forth. And I just see things really progressing for you really well. It is a time for you to change your life right now, and you are going to bloom into something amazing. So give us a call real soon and let us know what that is. But right now, DC has another little message for you.
Okay, thank you.
I do. I'm wanting to ask, now, are you in a relationship or are you looking to be in a relationship?
Okay, this is the thing. I was with a guy, and he came down to be with me, and he wasn't making the money, so he left and went back to where he came from.
Okay.
So we are kind of like that story.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting like that someone was hiding the truth and it serves no one. So he wasn't even like, I'm feeling there wasn't like complete honesty in this relationship. Okay.
Right.
And it might not, you know, it might have just been he was afraid to say something, but he was holding something back. Okay, I'm getting there's a light-haired woman, and she could be involved indirectly with your relationship. Okay?
There's a what?
There's a light-haired woman that could be involved indirectly in relationships for you, and she's going to be an mm-hmm. ally to you, okay? So
mm-hmm.
look for this light-haired woman. She's going to come in, and she could help you really to find that potential partner that's going to bring the love that you're desiring. So let the women in your life know that, you know, that you really, you know, you want to find love, and I'm getting that you're going to be in, if you're open to it, because there's free will, a beautiful relationship with someone that's going to be sensible, affectionate, and very helpful. Okay, so it's up to you. But what I'm getting, the angels are showing me that people are finding you really attractive right now. So that should give you a little bit more self-confidence. And the angels are saying, Iris, be careful how you use that power, because true love, of course, is always better than a short-term love affair. Okay? Now, if you want to keep this relationship and you guys are honest, it can deepen as well. So it's all up to you. It all involves free will, okay?
So do you see me getting back with that guy that I was with?
Like I said, you know what, if you guys are honest with each other and you really want to work together, this relationship can deepen, okay? So it all depends
okay.
on if you're both willing to work, okay?
All righty.
But if not, there's going to still be love. I'm getting there's going to be, you know, positive results for all the situations and circumstances in your life, okay? Walk your talk and speak your truth, and you're going to find that you're going to, you know, you're going to have a beautiful... You're going to walk into a beautiful new day with that, okay, Iris?
Okay. Do
I'm
you
getting
see
the letter
any kids in my future?
That's all I can answer. We have a line, we have a whole
okay.
like row of
okay.
callers.
Thank
Take
you.
Take it next week, honey. Thank you, Iris.
All
Take
right.
care now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 330, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? Hello, 330.
Oh, hi.
Okay.
Hi,
330. Hi, Kim.
Hi, this is Kim. Hi, how are you?
Good, Kim. Do you have a question for us?
I'm just looking for some messages. I've been trying to contact my angels through a pendulum, and I don't know if that's working or not. Sometimes I feel it is, sometimes I feel it doesn't. So I was wondering if they were contacting me.
Okay.
Well, yeah, your angels are always contacting you. And actually working with pendulums to contact angels is, I mean, I work with pendulums, but I don't usually use it to contact angels. With pendulums, it is normally a yes, no, or a maybe, or not at this time. And so, talking, you know, just asking the angels for questions is very difficult unless they're just yes or no answers. But with that said, what I have for you is actually a couple of, is actually very life purpose message that has to do with, you know, really with you and what you're supposed to do. You have been in the middle of an awakening. You've been seeing signs coming to you. You're waking up. You're stepping into that light. You're working that way. And you're also wanting to change. And you're looking for new situations to change into. What I'm telling you is to embrace your uniqueness, because there really has been a temporary pause in action. But you are awakening and you are moving forward. This actually has been the pause in action. It's actually giving you time to create grace and inner strength. That grace is what is going to carry you through some challenging situations that you're going to have to overcome gracefully rather than haughtily or rude or demanding. If it's done with grace and inner strength, you can always walk with your head held high, knowing that you are honest and have done the right things for yourself and others. But it really is time for you to step up and carry that strength, like I said, in with deep grace and compassion for self and others. Because right now, one of the things you're meant to do is to reach out to others and share that comfort and love that you actually grows inside of you. As you do that, you also will grow stronger, and that strength will actually give you time to heal from the sadness that you've been feeling in the past. It is time to let go of that. Another thing that I see for you is that you're really meant to work with children or guide children in some way. I don't know if you work with children or not, but right now it is your time to shine at helping children. And being honest with yourself and following your own true heart's desires, especially if it has to do with working with children. The other thing that I do know is that you have divine wisdom. You are of the divine. You are as if you were in past, a very high priestess, that you have a lot of inner knowledge already, but you're expecting it to show up rather than drawing it out of yourself. You want to ask questions and you want the answers to just show up rather than working through situations. And as you're working through that little inner self, that little inner light comes on and the light bulb shows up and you have the knowledge. Because innately, you already have the knowledge. You were born with it. You are of divine wisdom. So you need to step back. It's not that you're doing it wrong, but your approach could be a little taken, you could move it forward a little differently. Like I said, things have been a challenge for you lately, but you can overcome those challenges. But it has to be done with love and compassion for yourself and others. So bring out the divine passion, and as you do that, that divine knowledge will also come forward for you. And that's the message I have for you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Kim, this is DC. What I'm getting is the answers, you know, to all the questions that you have are within your heart. And you could trust that your heart's true desires are there. And really, like, you know, whatever you're desiring, know that's, you know, it's going to manifest for you, okay? You're asked to walk in faith, be true to yourself, and know that your needs are being met, okay? And you'll have help with any relationships as well if you're planning on making any changes in that regard. But you really know what to do. You just have to take some time to quietly go within and just really listen to that guidance. And you are hearing from your angels. Watch for the signs and the clues they're sending you, as well as the synchronicity. Okay, there's a lot of synchronicities going on. Stay open. Listen to what, like I said, what you're hearing within as well as around you. And again, you know, follow the direction of your heart and trust, you know, that wisdom that you're getting. Okay? I'm getting that all your material needs are getting fulfilled at this time, and they actually may be fulfilled in unexpected ways. Okay? So just be grateful. I'm sort of seeing like pennies from heaven, so there's money involved as well. Okay? And just whatever you're holding on to from the past, please let it go, because the future is so bright. Let go and let God, okay? Don't hold on to anything that no longer serves you. You're ready to move forward. You're like this little caterpillar. You're evolving into this magnificent butterfly, okay? So this is a beautiful time of change. The angels will be with you. There's nothing to be afraid of. Embrace the new day that's ahead of you. And again, let go, let God. Stay positive, you know what your priorities are, release any doubts, and know that the angels are with you. You have been connecting with your angels, and that's what I have for you, Kim. I hope that helped.
Thank you.
God bless you, hon, and stay in touch with us. Thank you, Kim. Okay. 910, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Hi, Haley. Oh, hey.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. My question is, I'm open to anything you guys get, but if I had to choose one thing right now, I've had some bladder and urinary stuff that's been on and off, very frustrating since the beginning of the year, and I want to know, like, what's really causing that. I mean, the doctors have told me some things, but I want to know spiritually or whatever what's really causing that, because it's really dampening my life right now.
Wow. Some of it is the way that you're looking at the situation. You have been viewing things... you have to change the way you're looking at the situation. You've been looking at them as if they're toxic, and that is creating toxicity in your body. And, of course, you know, your liver and kidneys are there to help process toxins in your body. So some of that is by, you know, pulling yourself out and trying to look at things through different eyes. Even though they're still yours, it's like a story. Someone tells a story. And 2 years later, that story is going to be told differently because they're going to come from a different perspective. And so changing your perspective, which is the way you look upon things, can also change the way things are, including our physical body. Many of our ideas, many of our physical ailments does come from the way we think. And so what I was getting was that your life, you have felt like your life is toxic lately, and your body is trying to clean that out for you. And what you really have, though, you have to harness your own inner strength. If you do, that'll overcome those challenges. I'm feeling like someone you're with is not on the same page as you. They don't think like you do. It frustrates you, and that's kind of this toxic feeling that you've been having. But know that with that power of judgment, you also have the power of kindness and forgiveness. And some of that forgiveness is all about ourselves, not the other person. And one of the mantras that I use for myself is, I forgive me for the way I feel about this situation. I forgive me for still loving that person that I know was not a good match for me, but I love that person anyway. And so some of that forgiveness is not forgiving them for not being the right person. It is forgiving yourself for staying in a situation that was toxic, that you are not necessarily as happy as you can be or should be in, but you have this deep sense of love for that person, and so you're not willing to give it up. But on the other hand, you're not serving yourself. It's making you sick. And it's also not serving the other person. It's holding them down in many ways, too. The only way you can get through this is to really release that situation. Look at the situation and really handle it with more fairness rather than emotions. Yes, every situation, everything in life is about the way we feel. But on the other hand, sometimes our emotions are ran by our monkey mind instead of our real heart and our own true wisdom that we are brought into this world with. So you must tap into the wisdom and stop listening to the monkey in your mind telling you chitter, chatter, chitter, chatter, chitter, chatter. So with that said, though, I also need to tell you that take a risk. Put your heart and your true desires into action. Take that leap of faith and make it happen for yourself, and then see if your health doesn't clear up a bit. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that makes sense.
Thank you so much. Yes, yes, it does.
Yes, all right.
And Haley,
all right, well, that's
it. See, I have a couple more little messages. I'm getting that your life is out of balance, like presently, between your personal and your work life, the responsibilities. The angels are asking that you take a little bit more time, just for you, to rest, to relax, to heal. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because I'm getting that you've really got to, you know, you've got to start right now, and the key here is progress. It's not perfection. You don't have to worry about perfection. Just make a little bit of progress every day, okay? And know that worrying about your health is going to help nothing. It's going to make you feel worse. So try to think a little bit more positively and trust that, you know, better health is going to last as long as you, you know, you do the necessary work. You support your health. You have to eat well. Get a little bit of exercise when you can. And you're going to have, you know, the feeling of well-being. It should be, you know, getting better and better. If you can, take a little time off to try to enjoy life. I'm getting that, you know, like mentally and stuff, you may be a little fatigued, okay? So you've really got to take time for you and just, you know, directly, you know, like give your body that, you know, that time that it needs to rest. And you're going to figure out, like, you know, the things that you're doing right, and then you're going to be able to build upon it, okay? But I have that your health is going to take a turn for the better, and I have Archangel Raphael coming in, and I'm hearing the word miracles. Okay, so invite the healing angels to come in and help you as well. Make sure that you're not indulging in different things. It could be food. It could be alcohol. It could be anything. Overindulgence in anything is not going to be good, okay? Again, I'm getting the word balance around you. You really need to get back into balance, and please watch at this time, because I'm getting, if you're not like staying in the present moment, you're walking and you're thinking about other things, you're driving and you're thinking about other things, that you may actually have like a silly kind of accident, okay? And again, your health is on the upswing and you don't need that, okay? So
okay,
think positive, stay in the present moment. And everything I'm getting is going to be fine, hon, okay? And
okay,
natural cures work. Go ahead.
I have one little thing for her too. And that is, I want you every day to stand in front of the mirror and tell yourself, and look into your eyes and tell yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you. I am so healthy and vibrant. I love you. I love this body, and it is serving me well because it's healthy. And see if that also, those mantras, telling the universe that you are healthy. The universe has to align what it is that you believe. And as you believe that, you will align with that. So try that in addition to the other things that DC has shared with you and that I have too. I hope that helps. Were you done, DC, or do you have anything else to add?
Well, I only have one little bit more. You've got to really build a strong connection with your true self, Haley. You've got to be your own voice. You've got to be clear about who you are, what you want, and what works for you, okay? So really, you've got to be your own advocate, okay? Embrace your powers right now. You have such amazing powers. You're connected with the angelic and the spiritual realms. And this could help you with not only, you know, with your health, but with so many other things. I'm getting the letter C around you, so that could be a person that's either in your life or going to come into your life and could help you on some level as well, okay? But for the meantime, just give God and the angels all, you know, all your cares. Talk to them and let them help you with the situation, okay? And as Eileen said, every morning get up and just, you know, affirm that you are healthy. Look into the mirror, like she said, and just tell yourself, you know, you're healthy, oh my gosh, and feel it. And as you do, you're going to see that your worries are going to fade and you are going to feel so much better, Haley. I hope that helps.
That does. Thank you both so much.
Okay. Trust everything is okay.
Well.
And please stay in touch with us. Thank you, Haley.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Angel blessings.
Okay.
How are we doing?
We're doing good. My computer was a little slow. 940, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Welcome, Angel.
Hi. I would just like to see what the angels have for me.
Awesome.
All right. What I'm getting is that you need to actually step back and take a review of your past and your present situations right now. As you do that, you will better be able to plan a better future. So, you know, part of it is understanding your own life, seeing what your purpose is, and then walking towards that goal. It's also about not judging others, because your purpose and your path is not about anyone else. They are there either for your lessons or for your challenges or for you to be the teacher. So just know that your path is about you and not everyone else. And in order to really move forward with a good renewed vision, which is what you need to do right now, step back and take a renewal, is something that you really need to do. And as you're renewing, release those judgments of others, because really they don't serve you. They don't serve the other purpose. They're actually part of the monkey mind. So release all of that.
Okay.
I also see that there is someone in your life that you've been in a relationship with, and that relationship has really been growing. It's been kind of tense. But what really needs to happen is again, going back to that forgiveness. And that in itself, realizing that you are a part of it, and that sometimes you need to forgive yourself for the way you feel, the way you judge things, the way you looked at things. There's always more than, you know, two people in a situation. There might be four different ways, eight different ways to look at it. It's not just the two views. You know, this is not just a 2D or 3D world. There is a lot of dimensions to it. And so know that all these problems can be resolved, but don't give up. Your relationship really can be healed, and you can really move forward into really falling into a much deeper love. But it's going to take a lot of communication to get through that. That indecision, though, is part of what's been holding you back. Making that choice that's best for you rather than trying to please others is what's going to be the most important. If not, you're going to end up feeling really, really trapped, and that's going to harm you in many ways. It's going to really bother you emotionally. It's actually going to bother your intellect. You're going to feel more confused. You're not going to think as well. Which all of this is really going to go back to really that first thing that I told you, of really reviewing yourself, your past and your present, and making your own decisions for the future. I do believe as you do that, it's going to really create you, it's going to put you into a great transformation. And you're ready for an enormous change right now, not just a little change. You're ready for an enormous change. And that enormous change is actually going to bring you great blessings. So be ready for it. You've been feeling pretty sensitive in these harsh relationship. And with that said, though, you also need to stay away from the harshness of the things around you, just generally in the universe, including, you know, alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, you know, anything like that. You need to stay away from, of course. Because those aren't serving you. They're very heavy. They have heavy energy. They're not light. But as you work through all this, it's going to bring you to a much healthier change, especially in the occupancy of your home and your life. And things are really going to brighten for you. And that's what I see in the bottom line future for you. Working through this process, you're going to do it. You really are. I know you are. And it's going to bring you to the point where you've got sunshine on the other side and you will feel much happy. You will feel happier again. I see you smiling, sitting in the sun, just having a joyous day, picking flowers, just knowing that life is good and life is meant to be good for you, and you will come back to that. And that's the message I have for you today.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Sharon, what I have is you're going to receive some really exciting news, and it's going to come from many sources. And it's time to let go of the old and, you know, welcome the new and follow your dreams. And the angels are saying an impossible situation is going to turn into a possible one. So please don't give in to anxiety, okay? You have beautiful new beginnings. You're going in a direction that offers happiness. And I'm also getting for you, your dreams are going to be fulfilled. And I'm seeing that you're, you know, walking the path of success. And the last message that I have for you is, you know, love is the answer to any question that you have. So when you're connecting with people, you know, interact with them with a pure and open heart full of love. Okay, and as you do, you're going to see how relationships deepen, and they require far less effort than before. Okay, and remember, when you reminisce about the past, bring back only those happy memories, okay?
Okay.
So just look for ways to help others, reach out to people and try to help them. And when you, you know, give them kindness and everything, you're going to see how everything flourishes, okay? So I'm getting that your future is going to be amazing, okay? You have powerful insights at this time. Everything you're looking for is within, okay? So just have a dream diary, because you're getting a lot of downloads at this time. And Archangel Haniel will help you to, you know, get the answers that you're searching for as well. And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope that helped.
Oh, it does. Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Eileen, let's see. I believe we have one more caller here. Hi. 111, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hello?
111, are you a Skype caller? Hello?
Hi.
Can we have your name, please?
Georgetta?
You want
a
reading?
That?
Georgetta?
Georgetta?
Yes. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
We're down to the last 5 minutes. We're just going to be able to give you what the angels have really fast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Oh,
Eileen?
Of course. Yes. What I have for you is it's really time for you to be fearless and take some action. Because happily, you need to pursue the things you want in your dreams in order to get them. So you must take your time and be fearless and move forward with what it is that you really want and take some real action towards it. Because you have these most treasured dreams that you want to do, you want to create,
And it really is time for you to do that. If you take harness of your dreams and decide to move them forward, it is a time that you are going to get great success out of that, because you are a very dedicated worker. You're very self-disciplined in your own work, and you can really make things happen for yourself. You will feel so accomplished. You might even see, I see you being even a little embarrassed, but still very proud of yourself for the, what you are going to accomplish. I believe you have some sort of a job or a little business that you'd like to start. It's creating something, and it really is time for you to move forward on that. Protect that, the fruits of your labors. It really, you're going to be creating these things. Make sure that you have processed through all the possible challenges. So if you need to get patents or anything like that, make sure you do your legal paperwork. If not, there's going to be some big challenges ahead. There may be some challenges anyway, but I see you being able to work through all that. But make sure you keep everything done legally. Call upon, get outside and connect with Mother Earth and bodies of water, and just be gentle with yourself as you work through this new adventure. But I do see it being very positive for you. So that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates with you, and DC has a little more for you.
Thank you.
Yes, Georgetta, what I'm getting is the message from the angels that I have for you is that you can do anything at this time. And it's really going to change your life, okay? There's going to be something new and positive coming your way. And it's a new adventure. I'm getting, the angels are saying, Georgetta, enjoy the journey. You've planted those seeds, and you're going to see how your finances start to grow. So you have a divine team around you, and I feel there's a lot of peace and there's a lot of harmony. And I, too, believe it's time to take action. So you've got to go within and really, you know, listen to what you're feeling within, and whatever brings you joy, follow that, okay? I feel like you have a magnificent passion for life, and that's going to help you, Georgetta. So the angels are saying, Georgetta, just follow your heart, okay? And just really be enthusiastic about life, hon. And that's what I have for you, Georgetta. I hope that helps you, hon.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're blessed.
I'm a bit confused lately, but.
Okay. You know what? Every day, say, today is one of the best days of my life, and that's really going to help change things. Okay? But
yeah,
you're on the right path, honey.
Clarity.
So, take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Angels. Thank you both of you so much. This is love, and I love you. Thank you. Appreciate it. God bless you both.
Okay,
well,
Eileen, we're down. We're down to almost like a minute and a half. Do you want to? Can you say something in closing?
Well, what I'd like to say is I want to thank everybody, of course, for coming. We really are honored to be here with you and share our time with you, and you share your time with us. It honors us that you trust us to deliver your messages from the angels, from the guides, from your guardians, from your loved ones, and from the most divine God himself. And we are honored to do that no matter who is sending you the messages. We love you. Our hearts pour out to you. DC and I are so thrilled to be with you here. Over the last 3.5 years, it is your gifts of sharing your time with us has allowed DC and I to grow so much more in our own spirit. And we couldn't have done it here without you. And thank you for joining us tonight. And I hope you continue to listen to us each week, even though we changed the times of the show. We still are trying to be here at least once a week for you. So always look for us. We'd love you. And that's what I have to share with DC. And you?
Yes,
what would you like
I'm sitting in life. Enjoy life, because things are getting better for everyone. So just keep enjoying your life is what I'm getting. And thank you, Eileen. Angel blessings, everyone. We love you. Love you, Eileen.
Angel blessings. I love you. I love you, DC. I'll talk to you next week.
Love.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.